Someone who I wouldn't put past playing a prank or two is Neil Haverson. Neil has regaled us over the years with all manner of things he's got up to. Not all of them unintentional, I'm sure. But this time he's talking about something very close to all our hearts, and that's the role he plays in our very own chatterbox. For Neil, it has involved hiding under a duvet with a light on. Are you there, Neil?
They say a martyr's will face the truth, but I'm just too long in the tooth. I started to deteriorate.
Occasionally over the past few months, I've been sitting at my computer, secreted under an old sleeping bag. It is draped over me and the computer. It's ancient, made of nylon, so it's shiny and keeps slipping. I have a desk light to illuminate my darkened hidey hole. Why have I been doing this? Was I taking refuge from Mrs. H to avoid being cajoled into driving the vacuum cleaner? Or am I taking self-isolation to an extreme? The answer is I've been reading this column for Chatterbox, which records Let's Talk each month for the visually impaired. The pandemic has meant the Chatterbox volunteers have not always been able to meet in the studio, so we have been recording the stories from home. To soften the sound, it's suggested we use a duvet, but conveniently to hand was the sleeping bag, so I've been diving under this vintage piece of camping equipment, which has not seen the inside of a tent for decades. My confined space is about the size of a large washing machine drum. Crammed in here is the magazine, the light, the keyboard, and the mouse. At one time, I did have a glass of water, but the wandering sleeping bag decided to go south and dispense the contents over the desk and into my lap. I leapt up in horror, casting off the sleeping bag and letting fly with comments that had to be too hastily deleted when I realised I was still recording. Anyway, once I'm cocooned, I open the magazine, position the mic, and I'm ready for the sound check to make sure I'm recording at a suitable volume. Hang on, I haven't said anything, and it's registering sound. Oh, it's the wretched clock ticking. I've lost count of the times I've had to disrobe and remove it. Okay, we're ready to go. Oops, I stumble over that word. Best start again. I grab the mouse to delete the recording. The sleeping bag slips off the computer monitor, knocks over the light, and wraps itself round my face. I repackage myself, grit my teeth, and make it through the rest of the recordings. I read other articles in The Last Word. If I'm reading a feature that involves a page turn, I have to rely on the sound engineer to remove the rustling. In spite of the chaos of home recording, reading for Chatterbox is most rewarding and extremely worthwhile, knowing it's bringing the joys of Let's Talk to those who might otherwise miss out. It's a bit weird reading aloud something I've written. When I write for the reader, I try to convey in words such things as emphasis, inflections, and pauses to take breath. When I read it aloud, I can vocalise all of these things, providing I remember what I intended in the first place. Also, once something I've written is published, invariably there are places where I wish I'd used a different word or phrase, so when I read it, I can give it a tweak. We are now back recording in the comfort of the studio, with regular sound man Tim Edwards behind the glass. He offers advice, tells me when I'm gabbling, and stops a recording when I read what I think is there, not what's actually been printed. Make this one a bit more upbeat, he suggests. That's fine, but sometimes it takes all my concentration to grapple with complicated words, such as sometimes appear in the word of the month. Hopefully restrictions are in the past, and we can continue recording Chatterbox Let's Talk in the comfort of the studio. If they do come back, I've made a note. Buy a spare duvet. For more about Chatterbox Let's Talk and how to receive a copy of the recording, go to www.cbtn.org.uk, call 01603 765 365 or email contact at cbtn.org.uk.
Thank you, Neil, and thank you for all you do for Chatterbox and Let's Talk. It's much appreciated by one and all.